Okay, everybody said today's daf is daf chof ches. We're holding approximately a third down the amud at the two dots where the Gemara begins. To understand this Gemara properly, we should take a quick glimpse at the Mishnah back on daf chof aleph at the beginning of our perek, where you see that the Gemara's question is almost self-evident. At the tail end of the Mishnah, it says that Rabbi Yehuda requires that bir chametz be besreifa, but the Chachamim say af mefarer v'zoyre l'ruach oy matil l'yam. What does that mean? Say the Chachamim, you don't have to have sreifa. You can be mefarer. Mefarer means to crumble it up, make it into pirurim, into small crumbs, v'zoyre l'ruach, and then let it go and be cast into the wind, and the wind, the draft, will go and pull it away. Or go and put your chametz into the yam. The question is the word mefarer that we have in the Mishnah. Is this only intended on the first part when you're being zoyel ruach, or is this also intended to modify the matel yam, as if the Mishnah repeated it twice? The chum say af mefarer v'zoyel ruach, oy mefarer u'matel yam. So this is the mefarer only modifying the zoyel ruach part, or is the mafar also modifying the matel yam part?
A comma after the word mafar.
Whether you have a comma there or you don't have a comma. Exactly. The question is, what's the punctuation of the word mafar? Does it modify only the ruach part or the matel yam part? And that's the Gemara Shaila. Zok Timar. Iboilu. Heichi ka'amar. When it says in the Mishnah, mafar v'zei l'ruach oy matel yam, is the mafar be modifying both parts? That if you want to destroy the chametz by being zoyel ruach, you're mefarer. If you want to put it to matel yom, you're mefarer. Oy dilma mefarer bezoyel ruach, aval matel yom b'yaneh. Or maybe the pirur, the crumbling part, only goes on the ruach, but has nothing to do with the yam. If you're going to throw it into the yam, you can put it in b'en without crumbling it. And dosi gemara shayla. And the identical shayla the gemara asks also in mesechtes avodah zarah. What does it talk about in Masechtas Avodah Zarah? Utna Nami. You have a Mishnah over there too. Gabi Avodah Zarah ki hai gavna. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, if a person wants to eradicate Avodah Zarah from his midst, what should he do? Shoychek v'zoyre l'ruach oimat l'yam. Now, although the Mishnah there uses a different expression than mefarer, it says shoychek. Rashi points out the reason is because we're dealing with two different substances. Here we're talking about a piece of bread, so you can talk about crumbling it up into small little crumbs. There you're talking about a hard piece of metal or a piece of wood, and therefore it's inappropriate to say that you're going to crumble it. And therefore the word shoychek is more of a crushing type of term. But they both are similar shailas. Here we're asking whether the mafar is modifying both parts of the statement of the chacham. And there too, when Rabbi Yosi says shoychek, is it just shoychek v'zoyel ruach, stop, or matel yam be'en, or is the shoychek modifying both parts? You shoychek v'zoyel ruach, oy shoychek u'matel liyam. And the Gemara says, v'yibaylu, heichek omar, is it shoychek v'zoyel ruach, and, or really, or shoychek u'matel yam, oy dilma shoychek v'zoyel ruach, u'matel yam be'en, you can be'en the way it is be'en, without having to go and crush it up into small particles. Is Omer Rabbi Mistavra, says Rabbi, I'll tell you, I'll be svara, avoydezora del yam ha'melach ko'azla, leiboy shchikim. Now, this is the first time we're mentioning Yam HaMelech today, because in the Mishnah Maseches Avodah Zarah, it just says, Rabbi Yosi Oimer Yamata Liyam. It doesn't say Liyam HaMelech. However, as we'll see before we get to the next Mishnah on the bottom of the Omid, Rabbi Yosi is not makpid that it has to dafka be Yam HaMelech. You could throw it into any Yam you want. However, it was the derech klal to throw it into the Yam HaMelech. I'm sorry?
We had it last.
Yeah, but what's the reason why the Yam HaMelech? Right, it's true. But why does the Taka say Yam HaMelech?
Because you don't want anybody else to have it.
So what difference does it make if it's Yam HaMelech or somewhere else?
Maybe a coin about people could fish for it and get it.
Aha. So Rashi says that the reason why Yam HaMelech is different than all the Yam HaYamim is because it wasn't the derech for Sfinois to go on the Yam HaMelech. Ain Sfino Iveris by. Maybe because it's not scenic, maybe because people don't go for a cruise over there, maybe it would not be good for the bottom of the ship, it would make holes because of the salt would eat away at it. Rashi doesn't say why, when. Really just says, Ain Sfina Oiveres, but Bederech Klal, the ships didn't used to sail on the Yam HaMelech. That being the case, you didn't have a lot of people there, and that would be a convenient place to get rid of the Avodah Zarah. You don't have to worry about somebody finding it, using it in the future, because that was dead sea, dead man's land. Nobody was interested. You put it in the bottom of the Yam HaMelech and nobody would fish it up, nobody would find it, nobody would look at it, because the Sfinois did not travel on the Yam HaMelech. Yes, Rabbi Cohen.
But didn't they have a decided Taspisu had to be what was Sreifa? So why are you, find other methods to, discussing, other means?
Rabbi Cohen, you freak the Chazigut. Since back on Dav Chof Aleph, it was Taka Mishnah. Rabbi Cohen, you descended from Rabbi Yehuda? Because our mission takes as Yehuda ain't be a chometz el sreifa mamash as be yezot. It has to be dafke sreifa. However, the chachamim respectfully disagree. After all, as you know, from time to time we have respectful disagreements here, and the chachamim say,
Didn't they have a mesoira? Didn't they know?
Rabbi Yehuda had a mesoira, has to dafke be besreifa, and the chachamim had a mesoira, has to be mafar v'zeh l'ruach or mat liyam. You can ask in any machloikas in Shas, exactly.
Microshabbos.
Okay, Zayigit.
So if you threw it to regular Yam, then the fish could take it, or you could find it. Yam HaMelech,
that's what she's eating is a pshat.
No fish.
Good.
Right, that's
anyway, so bottom line is, Bederech Klal in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, where it says, Mata Liyam, in fact, there are a number of Mishnayos in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, where it says, Beferish Liyam HaMelech. However, this Mishnah didn't have it, but Rabbi is saying, that's what I mean, the Mishnah means, we're talking about Yam HaMelech. Mestavra Avodah Zarah, the Yam HaMelech Ka'azah, Bederech Klal, they threw in the Yam HaMelech, is Loi Boi Shchika, so you don't have to bother doing Shchika, just put it in totally Ben, because nobody is likely to find it and to use it and to take it, so just leave it as on, just throw it in. However, chometz shana horis ka'azel, but derech klal, when a person threw away his chometz, he didn't go Erev Shabbos for a cruise to Yam HaMelech and then come home again before Yontif. He just threw it in the local river, wherever it happens to be. And therefore, maybe somebody would be going on his rowboat or on a ship and he'd find a piece of chometz. Boy, appear, and therefore you have to go and tzebrekel it, you have to crumb it up so that nobody should come chas v'sholom to eat it. Omni Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef says, punkt faket adrab ibchum istavra. Avodah Zarah is a type of thing that does not automatically disintegrate and deteriorate into small little pieces. By Shrikas, therefore you should go and tzerab it, rub it and crush it until it becomes small little pieces. Chometz, when you put a piece of bread or a roll inside the water, it's not going to take very long. The whole thing is going to fall apart on its own. It's going to dissipate and deteriorate inside the water. So you don't have to tzebrekel it, because by the time somebody finds it, it's going to be totally in 1,000 pieces anyway. So you have a machloikas, Rabbah and Rav Yosef, how you learn the Mishnah here, and the Mishnah Masechtas Avodah Zarah, and the Gemara brings rayas to both. Tanya Kavasi, the Rabbah, Tanya Kavasi, the Rav Yosef. Tanya Kavasi, the Rabbah. We're talking about Hilchis Chometz. What did Rabbah say? Rabbah said, the Gabi Chometz, that you do have to... What's it, Rabbi Gizok? Mistav Avarizor, the Yam Melech Azal, the Boish Chika, Chomet, the Shanahoris, Kozal Boish Pir. So it comes to Chomet, said Rabbi, you have to go Mimafire the Chomet, even the Yam, Shaytor the Braisa, Tani Kibos, the Rabbi, Yamalach, the Midbar person was going Erev Yontav in the Midbar, Mefire, the Zoy the Ruach, that's already our Mishnah, that's already not a Shaila, by Mahalach Besvina, Mefire, Umatul Yam, says Befate is just like Rabbi said, that when it comes to the chometz, you have to be mafarit, even matalia. Zayegit. Tani kavasid Rav Yosef. What was Rav Yosef saying? He said the gabi avodah zarah. Since avodah zarah doesn't fall to pieces automatically, then you have to go and boy shchikah.
Also on Yam
HaMelech
or only
Shar Yom? Well, that's more Teretz. You're one step ahead. It's not even Yosef. A person going to Midbar, Shoichim Zoyel Ruach. That's about Yam, just like Rav Yosef said. So now Gemara says, since we have a riot to each one, see, the riot to each one, of course, is a kasha on the other one. Shchika kasha l'Rabba, because Rabba said that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, you don't have to do shchika because you throw it into the Yam HaMelech. Peter kasha l'Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef said you don't have to be mafar because it's a brekel tzach, it falls apart anyway. Is a kasha. Shchika l'Rabba kasha. Holy Yam HaMelech, holy Shar Nehoris. It depends. If you're throwing it to Yam HaMelech, since there are no sphenoids which are oivreis by, you can throw it in intact. You don't have to do anything. Nobody's going to find it anyway. Shar Nehoris, if you're throwing it to another Yam, so you see from this that not that Rav Yosef requires you to throw it to Yam HaMelech. That was just the derech they used to throw in the Yam HaMelech. But if you threw it somewhere else, it's all kusha. However, the Shana Horus, you do have to have the shchika, because Shana Horus, you do have people taking cruises and fishing and coming and going. Somebody might find it. You have to do shchika. It depends what you are throwing out in the water. If you're throwing out Nahama, of course bread is going to fall apart immediately. It's not going to take any time. However, you're throwing out chitim. Now, if these chitim were chomets, chitim shechmitu, normally chitim are not chomets. You can have regular wheat, which is not chomets. However, that's the reason why we have to have that should be shmira mishas tzira, because if you have the chitim lying outside and it rained, then they can go and swell, and therefore they could become chomets even before you're ready to go and bake them. So what do you do with those chitim? Those chitim, you just throw it inside the water. And Rashi says, in particular, they used to go and take the chitim and they would sell them or transport them inside a sack, inside some sort of bag. I don't know if they had plastic bags like we have today, but some sort of sack. So if you're going to leave it intact, you're just going to throw it into the water, somebody might find it a day later, a week later, or whenever they're going to go and find it, and say, oh, Gishmak Chitim, and he wants to go and use it. And therefore, what you have to do is, you have to go and do pira. Says Rashi, pira over here doesn't mean tzabrekling, putting into crumbs, because it's not a piece of bread, you don't make it into crumbs. So therefore Rashi says you have to go and scatter them al pnei
yamayim. They'll come chomets in the water and swell up.
It's already chomet. It's already chomet. Look at, if it wasn't chomet, you wouldn't have to throw it out. Look at Rashi, 8 lines from the bottom of the Amud. 8 lines before the bottom of the Amud says Rashi, b'chiti shechmitu, that were already chomets, and that's why you have to eradicate them. If they're not chomets, you can hold on to them. Boy pirer. Now, what means pirer? Pirer is shayach legabi bread, not legabi chitim. Kalayma pizur. Pizur means that you got to scatter them. Shaliyit them besak vizakim. Don't just put it into a bag and throw the whole bag into the water. El yafazu b'peyamayim. Spread out, scatter it. Shaliyuchalot alalakta b'peyamayim. That a person shouldn't be able to go and collect them and use them for baking on Yontif Chol.
No, nobody has the time to
cook chitim. Oh, exactly. It's going to be scattered
sack
over. That's the Kav Barbamis, right? The Chutzi Kav in Shtei Amis, beginning of Eile Metzias in Bo Metzias. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, now we start a new Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah, now we're going to talk about Chometz She'uvarov HaPesach, which is of course a common shayla even today. After Pesach, were you allowed to go and buy your Chometz? We all know you're allowed to go and buy it from a non-Jewish owner. What about from a Jewish owner? Did he sell his chametz? Did he not sell his chametz? And that's what our Mishnah and the Gemara are going to address. Look at the Mishnah. Chametz shel nachri she'avalav Pesach. You had chametz by the goy, the holy yontif. The goy is allowed to have chametz. He doesn't have the mitzvah of the Torah Kedoshah. And even you don't have to worry about the goy's chametz. Lo yiro lecho se'ar. It's got to be lecho. Shelcho yatiroya. Aba teroya shelachem shelagavaya. You're allowed to go and see the chametz of the goy. See, the goy had chametz the whole yontiv, and now yontiv is over. Mutar ba no, you're allowed to buy, you're allowed to sell, you're allowed to eat his chametz. No problem.
I didn't see much about chilek.
The Gemara is going to talk about that tomorrow. Leave something for tomorrow. Vishal Yisrael, what happens if the chometz belongs to a yid? In other words, a yid held this chometz over Pesach without, of course, a hetzer mechira. He didn't go and sell it. He held it the whole time. Ozerba, no, you're not allowed. Not only you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed even hanoa shenema liro lecho si'ar. Now, what's the rai for liro lecho si'ar? The chayra that has really nothing to do with the isra no after yontif. Liro lecho si'ar, the chayra is talking about during yontif. Rashi gives away the final answer of the Gemara, which we're only going to learn about tomorrow. Because as you'll see, as soon as we enter to the Gemara is going to say, L'choira, our Mishnah doesn't stim like anybody. Not like Reb Shimon, not like Reb Yehuda, not like Reb Yosef Glili. So the Gemara eventually is going to say tomorrow that it is a knas. What's a knas? That we're telling a yid, you think you're a Goris HaChucham, you're going to leave over your Chometz, over Pesach, you're not going to destroy it, you're not going to sell it, and you'll be able to use it after Yonzer. Also listen, you leave it after Yonzer, it's Osir Banot, not Minat Torah, Midirabon. It's a Knas, Mietcha, we'll see about that tomorrow. But now the Gemara wants to know
Yes. What's the Knas, the Midirabonim part, the Isra Anah?
The Isra Anah, that you're not allowed to go and use it or sell it after Yonzer, is midraban. That's what the Gemara is going to say. Mitch, look at the Rashi. Shnei mila yecholcha. The Gemara mefarish lo mishum kinasa to overlay mishum bayira. Since this person was over bayira by in matzei, and he held on to it in his rishus, and he didn't sell it, and he didn't destroy it. So the Chum said, "You're a bad guy. We don't want to incentivize people to violate the law. Therefore, we tell you, if you're going to leave it after Yontif, you won't be able to use it." Anyway,
but the Issa Achil was also a knas.
That's all mentioned tomorrow. Let's wait until tomorrow. The Gemara is going to destroy it and discuss all of this in great detail. At this moment, the Gemara is assuming that these halachas are min ha-toyra. Both the Reisha and the Seifa, a goyis chometz is mutter, a Yisrael's chometz is osir banoa after yontif. Zog the Gemara mani masnisin. We only find three tanoim that address the issues of our Mishnah, and the Chayra, none of the three are the authors of our Mishnah. Mani Masisin, Loi Reb Yehuda, the Loi Reb Shimon, the Loi Reb Yosi Haglili. Mahi, who are these three giants that we're speculating might be the author of the Mishnah? Tesanya, Lomazay Nebraisa, and we start over the Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda is the one that's most machmir of all three. And he says, Chometz ben lefnei zmanoi, ben liachr zmanoi, oiver av belav, toich zmanoi, oiver lo belav, the Koraz de Reb Yehuda. One means lefnei zmanoi, liachr zmanoi, toich zmanoi. Lefnei zmanoi means erev yontif, from 12 o'clock until yontif. Toich zmanoi means yontif itself. Liachr zmanoi means nuch yontif. Aha. So both before yontif and after Yontif holds Reb Yehuda, you're over all of the lab. If a person eats any of the chametz before Yontif, from 12 o'clock and on, or eats the chametz after Yontif, you're over. What lab are you over? The Gemara will bring Mietz Hashem three psukim according to Reb Yehuda. So you have a lab.
About eating?
We're talking about eating. Yes, talking about eating. Don't be nervous. You'll see Mietz from the Amud Beis. I'll listen to Mietz Hashem. So before Yontif Yoiver, after Yontif Yoiver Alav, if you were to eat Yontif, eat Chometz during Yontif, that's really more Chomer. It's not only din of Alav and Ichris as a din of Karis. So if you eat before or after, no din of Karis. But there is a din of Alav according to Yehuda. So again, Lefnei Zmane, La'achas Zmane before Yontif, or Chometz over the Yontif after Yontif. We're not talking about brand new Chometz after Yontif. We all eat Chometz after Yontif. If you have Chometz which was over Yontif and now it's after Yontif and you eat it, over the Belav, you're over a lot. Toich Zmane, during Yontif, you eat Chometz, over all the Belav, the Kor is Divir Reb Yehuda, there it's really much more Chomer, not just a lot, but Kor. Azei Zok to Biyut. Reb Shimon Oyman. Reb Shimon is much more Mekel. Reb Shimon says, Chometz lefnei zmanai, uliach zmanai, eine oiver ola beloi klum. There is no Isra chila, no Isra no, before this man, after this man, nishdo garnished. Toich zmanai, oiver lo bekaris velav. That I, of course, agree. So during Yontif, everybody eat Chometz and Yontif. Vada, alav and the Toich tevin nichrisa. There's no question that that's the din of alav mit karis. But before and afterwards, zero, nothing. and the Mishnah continues, the Braisa continues on. From the moment that it's osir b'achila, it's also osir b'hanah. So who is saying this? The Gemara assumes that the umishah is talking about from Erev Yontif. On Erev Yontif, when it's already osir b'achila, it's already osir b'hanah at the same moment. Obviously, this cannot go according to Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon says before Yontif there is no Isra Achila and there is no Isra No, and therefore says the Gemara Asol Tanakama. This shtickle goes back on Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda that said that on Erev Yontif there is an Isra Achila. You shouldn't think it's only an Isra Achila. It's also Isra No for the very same moment. Yes, Barry, what's your question?
Doesn't Reb Shimon hold that for the time the Shkita is called Pesach, you're not supposed to have chametz in your possession?
Mor is going to bring that pasuk as well. Mitchum, let's wait. We're going to get to all types of beautiful pasuk. Reb Yosi Aglili Oymer. Reb Yosi Aglili is the most makel of them all. Reb Yosi Aglili said, Tama Latzucha. We had this Gemara already a couple of days ago in the Gemara. Tama Latzucha, in other words, ask yourself, hey chametz asr b'hanah kol shiva, whoever said that there's an isr hanah, avadi you're not allowed to eat chametz, but asr b'hanah, I never heard of such a thing, says Rabbi Yosi Aglili. You are allowed to feed chametz to your klovim and to your animals and to sell it, you're just not allowed to eat it, but you're allowed to have hanah during yom.
How come the doesn't say bal yivoyeh?
We're not talking about Bayiro Bayimotze, it was we had before. Now today is about Achila. We're going to get back to that. Now we're talking about Achila's Chomet. Okay, so now we've identified the three views, the three opinions of Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, and Reb Yosi Aglili. Reb Yehuda says both before and after Yontif there's an Isser. Reb Shimon says there is no Isser before and after Yontif, only during Yontif. And Reb Yosi Aglili says that even the Yontif Dik Isser is a Shvach Isser, it's only Isser Achila and not an Isser Anam. Now, the Braisa continues on. This, of course, is Rabbi Yehuda speaking. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is an Isser Achilas Chometz on Erev Yontif. How do you know there is such a lav? Right? Rabbi Yehuda says it's a three lav. He said that it's Isser both before and after, during Yontif. Where does Rabbi Yehuda take this? From Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Loisoichal Olav Chometz. So what's the Raif and Loisoichal Olav Chometz? So these four words alone really don't tell you anything. You can't eat chametz. However, the pasuk right before, which the Gemara does not quote, is Zavachta Pesach Lashem Lekecha Tzoynu Vakar, says it's a din of shechting a carbon Pesach, and then the next pasuk immediately afterwards says, V'loiseichel olav chametz, and don't eat chametz. So therefore, from the smichus of these two psukim, the psukim sound very much that from the time of the Vizvachta Pesach Lashem Lekecha Tzoynu Vakar, from the moment that you're shechting the carbon Pesach, don't eat any chametz. When, of course, when do you shecht the carbon Pesach? From after chatzais, you start shechting. From that time, no more chametz. So you chal divrei Rabbi Yehuda.
It's good. From a different pasuk earlier.
That was. That was a gabi bayiro bayimotze. Here it says lisishchar al chametz dam zivchi, and then it talks about you shouldn't have Pesach present whilst you're shechting the carbon Pesach. It's talking about the Bayiro Bayimotze. You're not allowed to have it in your possession. Here we're talking about eating.
From the Mishas of the time you bring the Korban Pesach, from a different Pasuk then, right?
From the time that you bring the Korban Pesach, from that point on, Al Gemara says you're not allowed to go. Bringing means shechting. From the time that you shecht the Korban Pesach, we don't shecht before 12:30, actually, it's usually 1:30, 2:30, but you could min HaTorah already from 12:01. The reason why we push it off is because we're not exactly sure. We want to make sure we did it the right zman. Fine. But from the time of Chatzos and on, which is you're allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach, from that point on, says the Gemara, you're no longer allowed to eat chametz.
My question is, though, when we learned this earlier, the zman of 5 hours, 6 hours.
That was the Gabi Baliro Baliyamatzeh, that you're not allowed to have the chametz in your rishus. From what time you're not allowed to have the chametz in your shus? So you're right. The Gemara says you're not allowed to have it already from Erev Yontif. We had
from
three
from yes.
Different pasuk. That's correct. But there, the pasuk was talking about the having in your possession. Here, we're talking about the eating of the chametz. So our Gemara says now, Says Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to go and eat the chametz from the zman of the Karban Pesach, which means from 1201 and further.
Is it, you own a like,
what's a kav chametz?
If you can't even own it, then you can't have
hanah. You have a din, you have gemaras that say ein masirim min adin, that you can ein oinshim min adin, ein masirim min adin. You know that you cannot create a lavin or isurim or oinshim based on a kav chametz. The reason why you can't go and do that is because there may be that this Avera is so intense, so much mukhamar, that it's much worse than somewhat similar to what we were talking about Me'ila yesterday. That Chayri said, if you have to go and bring a Kar Me'ila, when you do a Me'ila B'shoigig, you should certainly have to go and bring a Hashem Me'ila, so when you did it, B'meizid. It makes a lot of sense, a Kavachayim. So the Mendel said so beautifully yesterday, no, that maybe the Torah only gave you a Kapara on a Shoigig. The Torah didn't give you a Kapara on a Me'izid. In other words, that sometimes if you're going to make a kal v'chaymer to learn isurim, maybe the other isur is really so much more chomer that you can't even learn it from. You can't be yoitza with this little thing you got to do much, much higher. Anyway, the bottom line is the Gemara has a pasuk with sechel of chametz. Yes, sir, Pinchas.
Like Rebbe Chaim said on this, he said, how could you give
malchus
on a kal
v'chaymer?
Someone's going to go and then look the
kal v'chaymer. Oh, it's malchus, right. That's
You can't take back the
Malkus. I'll tell you. Fine. So bottom line is, we have now a clear cut pasuk that you're not allowed to eat chametz on erev Pesach starting from Chatzos. Amar Reb Shimon. So what did Reb Shimon do with this? Don't you remember Reb Shimon said that there is no iser achilas chametz on erev Pesach? Amar Reb Shimon, chiyef shaloi mekain. Rabbi Yehuda, you think that's the real pshat in the pasuk? That the way Tosis learns Reb Shimon's retort or response to Rabbi Yehuda is that Rabbi Yehuda's rai was from the word olav, like seichel olav chametz. That means you're talking about v'zevachta Pesach l'Hashem l'kech tzeinavacha. You have to go and shech the Karban Pesach. Like seichel olav at the time of your shechitas Karban Pesach olav on that zman on that period of time, don't eat chametz. Aha, it's from the olav. The same pasuk says, says the same olav by the shivas yamim. Now, what are you going to tell me about that olav? Are you going to tell me that at the time of shechting the Karban Pesach, you're all supposed to eat olav matzah? You're supposed to eat matzahs at the same moment, just like you're not allowed to eat chametz at the time of shechita. That's the time you're supposed to eat matzahs on erev Pesach. And came out Maloimar. So Avada, that's not the pshat. Everybody knows that there's no mitzvah to eat matzahs on Erev Pesach. In fact, our minig is not to eat matzahs on Erev Pesach. It's not an iser. Oh, but that's the fitzach the belt. Yes, Rabbi Kahn, I knew we had to raise some red flag here. What's the problem?
Again, you said the last thing. This one,
do you eat the matzahs on Erev Pesach?
I think you have to eat matzah.
For sure.
So it means even during the day, I don't know, well, you know, why people 3 weeks before, 30 days before, they don't eat matzah.
It's a kind of matzah. In Aviv Sochan, where he brings down, somebody eats matzah.
So I don't want to buy Erev Pesach, you know, maybe, or whatever. But
so
but he said,
well, into Erev Pesach, we're not talking about it.
Could be different.
Yeah.
But the thing is, people have 30 days before, from his Chodesh, you understand.
So he says, Osman Hagam. Gemara doesn't address Osman Hagam. And if Reb Chaim didn't like that, many fine, Reb Chaim didn't have to.
I just want you to know what he said.
I loved Reb Chaim and I loved everybody. I'll leave. Let's go back to Gemara. So the Gemara, right now, Akasha. We just said now, according to Behuda, that the word olav means time of zevachta, you're shecht in the Karban Pesach, don't eat olav chametz. Says Reb Shimon, are you going to now say the next part of the pasuk? Shivas yamim toichal olav matzah, supposed to eat matzahs at Erev Pesach? Avad anisht, whoever even thought such a thought. Nobody ever thought something like that. So just like the olav from the pasuk, Shivas yamim toichal olav matzahs, doesn't mean to eat matzahs at Erev Pesach. So when it says in the pasuk, lo yisoichal olav chametz, it also doesn't mean stop eating chametz from Erev Pesach.
What does olav mean according to Reb Shimon? Does it mean some of the
It means in general. It doesn't mean specifically the Zvichas of Pesach. It means during the Yontif of Yontif. The Yontif of Pesach.
Once there's a mitzvah, the Achilas Pesach, don't eat it.
Oh, so that's the next shtickle. They're both the mitzvah of eating matzah and the iser of eating chametz both start contemporaneously or simultaneously on Seder night, but not from Erev Yontif. And these two go together, the package deal. It has nothing to do with the shechita of Karm Pesach on Erev Yontif. That was the initial dialogue between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about the Isser of Achila on Erev Pesach. But now the Gemara goes into further detail.
So the Isser of Achila and Pesach.
No.
It's
let's go right to my time, Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason, Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that there's Isser? Rabbi Shimon holds there's no Isser whatsoever. Not according to this Brisa, maybe according to tomorrow's Gemara. Rabbi Shimon says, Chomes of Nezmanei, Olachazmanei, Eino Oivolev Klub. Look at the top two lines of the Gemara, the Omid Beis. Top two lines, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Chomes Lef Nezmanei, Olachazmanei, Eino Oiver, Olablei Klub. Garnet, nothing. It's because I'm more will say, yes, the Rabbanan, but Tavah, Rabbi Shimon holds is zero. So getting back now to Rabbi Yehuda. Where does Rabbi Yehuda get this Makoyer that Sai before Yontif and Nuch Yontif? Where does he take this from? There are three psukim in the Torah. What are the three psukim? Number one pasuk is Lo Yoichal Chametz. It says here in our Gemara. It's actually v'lo ye'ochel chametz. V'yir m'moyshe lo'am z'chaz yom esay she'y yusad m'say b'vei savodim. Ki b'choy z'gyar oiz yeshem eschem izeh v'lo ye'ochel chametz. Aha, that's posting number one. And then it says v'chom mechmetz lo yisachelu. That's for the Israel. V'chom mechmetz lo yisachelu is number two. And then lo yisachel olav chametz. That's the posting that we've been quoting until now. That's number three. We have three psukim. Why does the Torah tell you three times don't eat chametz? I can hear the first time. What do you have to repeat it three times? Chad lefnei zmanei, chad liyachas zmanei, chad l'toy zmanei, to tell you all three zmanei metonish as in kach chametz. Shai? It's very, very clear. Three psukim, three zmanei. Reb Shimon Boaz, tut Reb Shimon Chayre, Reb Yudas Gerecht. Reb Shimon says, I'm going to use these three psukim, but differently. Chad l'toy zmanei, avada during yontif, don't eat chametz. Everybody agrees to that. V'chom achmetzis, m'boile, what do I need a chom achmetzis for? Likas anya, as a state in the braisa, Ainly elishness chametz may a love machmas dover acher minayin. I know chametz normally rises may a love. In other words, out of the normal baking process, either with the benefit of yeast or sourdough, or even without it if you leave it long enough. But bottom line is, ultimately it's going to rise and it'll come lidei chimutz. That's the chametz may a love. Machmas dover acher minayin. How do you I know that if I caused it to rise through artificial means? Now, Tosis says we don't mean by using se'or, by using yeast or sourdough, because that's the common way. That's part of nischametz me'elav. That's the way you normally bake. When the Gemara is using the expression machmas dover acher, he means what we're not accustomed to when we bake, such as says Tosis that he did it ayidei shimre yayin shemiyabshin hashmorim betaner kasher oisim be'eretz Ashkenaz. See, look at the choices here. Machmas Dover Acher. It's the fourth choice from the top. Pirush Rivo, Machmas Dover Acher, the Lav Minoi. We're not talking about the normal, regular stuff. Everybody knows, so that's the way you normally bake it. Just in the Schametz. Kirmuchim Beperikol HaMenachas. Elkei Jeschametz, Yidei Shimrei Yayin, Shemiyabshin HaShmorim B'tana. They used to go and take the sediment and they would go and let it dry out in the oven. Like they do today in Germany. Go ask all the Germans and they'll tell you. Unfortunately, the Germans go and burn other things inside ovens. But at least they have miyabshin shmarim, and this one could use that for chametz. So how do I know that if you use these types of shimri ayin for purposes of being mechametz the chametz, that would also have a din of chametz that you're not allowed to eat on yontif? The word machmetz means that it came any type of chimutz, even through a davarach. Aha. Okay, so that's pasuk number two. V'lo yeochel chametz. What do I do with pasuk number three? Lo yeochel chametz. Look at the sign here. Rabbi Yosef Glili Oymer. is another Biyosei Glili. In other words, it's the same person, but a different drasha. Back in the times of Mitzrayim, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the first mitzvah of the Pesach Mitzrayim. Now, question is, did they have the same type of Pesach that we have today? Okay, shkoyach. That we have today for Hagan to Zimteg, or they only had one day. Their Isser of Chometz Chinali, Chometz Pesach was a one day Isser. Not today, at the time of Mitzrayim. How do I know? Tamaloy Maliyach Chometz. So you state Ein Pasik. Oh, that doesn't say anything. The next Pasik continues on. Hayoim Atin Yoitz Machodesh Aviv. So the Gemara Darshit Smichos together. Lo Yachel Chometz Hayoim. Hain Tolten Ishazaka Chometz. But the rest of Yontif, the rest of the 7 days, you're allowed to eat Chometz. I say how to basically that in the times of Mitzrayim, it was only a one-day Isser. It wasn't a seven-day Isser. Anyway, bottom line is, so therefore I've used all these three psukim to tell you three different drushes. So I only have one to tell you Toich Zmanai, but I don't have one to tell you Lefnei Zmanai, and I don't have one to tell you Liach Zmanai. And therefore, says Reb Shimon, there's only one Isser B'Toich Zmanai. Yes, Reb Pinchas.
You have to realize he argues with Reb Gamliel in the Seder,
yeah,
who says that the Jews were ready to make chametz when they left.
Right.
They didn't have enough time.
They didn't have time to go and rise.
According to Rebbe, they weren't allowed to make chametz that day.
Aha, okay. Fine. Very good.
There's some shopping.
Excellent. So this is Reb Shimon. Now, L'choira, since Rabbi Yehuda uses the other two for Lifnei Zmanai, Uli Acher Zmanai, so how does he know the other two drushes of Reb Shimon? What were the other two drushes? Number one, Machmet says, L'rabbeis chimutzei al yedei Acher. And the third drusha, to tell you Rabbi Yehuda Glili, that Pesach Mitzrayim was only one day. But Yehuda Machmet Zavar Acher, Minolei, but Afke Rachmona B'loshen Machmet says. In other words, I don't need a fourth pasuk for that. The word machmetzis tells you two things. Number one, why didn't the Torah use the term chometz? Chometz is a schlechter term. It always says liyachol chometz, chometz, chometz. Why does it say machmetzis? Ah, to tell you, no halacha. The fact that the Torah is being mishana from the word chometz to machmetzis, that the definition of chometz is not dafka, bread which rose through seoir, through sourdough, through the normal baking processes, but even if it's through Shimra Yain, like you do in Ashkenaz, that's also considered to be chometz. That's based on the word machmetz. But in addition to that, it says, kol machmetz leisachelu, so that tells you, don't eat chometz. One shouldn't eat chometz. I already said, don't eat chometz. It comes to tell you, the lefnei zman, the achaz zman, to tell you like Reb Yehuda says. Yeah.
Just the
Yehuda by the Krah. Yeah. The fact that
this machmetz is a double shi'ef to eat.
Right.
So that's the shot. What is Tari Yuzhin Losh Machmetz? There's no kodesh. If you eat a piece of dough, it's inedible.
Yeah.
The answer is, it's Menames that even.
They're fine. They're good. So therefore, we have Losh Machmetz. Now, with Rabbi Yosef Glida, how does he know Rabbi Yosef Glida that said that Pesach Mitzrayim was only one day, based on V'liyachol Chometz, and then the Pesach says, Hayoim Atem Yosef. See, boy, you say, in other words, he says, I can invite to learn both things from the V'liyachol Chometz. Number one, learn V'liyachol Chometz, that is Isser of Chometz. Number one. Number two, in the times of Pesach Mitzrayim, by the fact that the Torah puts together these two Pesachim V'liyachol Chometz, and then Ayoy Mati Yoy. It's telling you a Zayti Gazachech. In other words, it's number one, the Pashib Shat. A Mikri Yoy, where they pshuto, you now let eat Chomet. Why does the Torah have to repeat it three times? Fnei Zmani, Achaz Mani, Toich Zmani. And by the fact that the Torah alters Masmachit to the word Hayoyim, comes to say no Chazach. Historically, it's also to listen. At the time of Mitzrayim, it was a one day Israel. That's Shat number one. Ibo Yisei Mesmuchon Loi Dorish. Rabbi Yehuda, in fact, doesn't Darshan Smichas. Not that he doesn't Darshan Smichas. I'm sorry. Not Rabbi Yisei Lili. Reb Yehuda is responding to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, I use the third one to tell you Reb Yosef Lili. Says Reb Yehuda, I don't dash the grace of Lili because I don't dash his smichas. Now, points out Rashi, not that he never dashes smichas. He always dashes smichas. We all dash in smichas. The question is, where are you dashing the smichas? Are you dashing throughout the Torah or in Dvarim? Dvarim is separate. Rashi brings it in Gemara Masechtas Yevamos. See, if you look at Rashi, it's about a quarter down the Amud. Much, much higher than we are. Quarter down the Amud. You might say, Mitzmuch HaLadarish. Rebbe Yehuda Eleba Mishnah Torah L'chud. Only Mishnah Torah. V'achashaminu Neveperek Kamad Yevamos. Hilkech Lesed Rebbe Yosi HaGlili. What's the Inyan Davka Mishnah Torah Davka in Dvarim? Because the whole Dvarim is a repeat. All the mitzvahs that you find in the Devarim is just a repeat of mitzvahs which are already recited in the Torah before. Why did the Torah repeat them dafka in a particular order? Let it repeat the same order that you had in Shemoyz and Vayikra and Vamidbar. Why does the Torah mix them up a little bit in Devarim? Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu's kavana was we should dash the smichus, the juxtaposition of two psukim which seem to be either unrelated or two different concepts. The reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu put them together is to tell you, you're dashing it. But that's only in Devarim because you don't need those psukim anyway. They're all in a sense extra because they just repeat. That's what Mishnah Torah means. Mishnah Torah means that you're repeating the Torah that we had previously in the first four, actually, Shmois, Vayikra, and Bamidbar. Anyway, says Muchel Darish outside of Dvarim, and these psukim are talking about outside Dvarim, therefore, Se'ein Achanami, according to this Ikadi Amri, Rabbi Yudataka argues with Rabbi Yossi Aglili and with Rabbi Shimon, and he holds a pace in Mitzrayim was 7 days. He doesn't learn this Hayoim Drasha. Okay, fine. Omamat, we go back to part of the Brice that we had on the top of the Yomit. Uminayin, Omamar, we learned in the Brice, when I'm the Chomets, Mishay Shoy Salamal, Shoy, Belay Sasa, how do I know that if you eat Chomets on Ere Pesach, you even a Loy Sasa Shinemar, Loy Seichel Olav, Chomets of Rebbe Yehuda, and remember Loy Seichel Olav, Dash Rebbe Yehuda, Olav on the Zvicha, on the Shechit of the Karim Pesach. Omle Rebbe Shimach Yashal, Loy Mekay, Bali Kvar Nema, the Pesach says, Loy Seichel Olav Chomets, but Shemis Yom Seichel Olav Matzois, and like the Gemara said before, just like Matzos you don't eat on Erev Yontif, so the Olav doesn't refer to the Shechita, so the same thing is the Seichel Olav Chometz is not referring to the Shechita of the Erev Pesach, and therefore that was Reb Shimon's response to Reb Yehuda. L'chayra, his response is excellent. The same word Olav appears in the same Pasuk, and everybody agrees, even Reb Yehuda agrees, that the second Olav means Seder night, it doesn't mean Erev Pesach, so maybe Lo Yisoichel Olav Chametz also means Seder night. Reb Yehuda, Shabbikam Le Reb Shimon, L'chayra Reb Shimon gave a knockout blow. He really gave a good deterrent. Rabbi Yehuda Amalach, Ahuda Koyva Choyva Philip is Manazeh, Hudi Asa. The reason why the Torah repeats this, Shivis Yom and Toichel Olav Matzois, is for a totally different reason. To tell you that it's a Choyva Bismanazeh. What means a Choyva Bismanazeh? Explains Rashi. Because as we know, when we speak about, for instance, by the Koyrach, we say, Al Matzois Umroirim Yoichluhu. You're supposed to eat the Karm Pesach together with Matzois and together with Morar. Now we all know that unfortunately, Lo Yaleinu, we just commemorated Tisha B'Av, that for the last close to 2,000 years, Rachman Litzlan, we haven't had the Karm Pesach. So maybe it's a package deal, just like the Koyruch is a package. You can only make a sandwich if you have the top and the bottom and the middle. You can't make a sandwich without having one of the components, right? So maybe the din of Karm Pesach is only if you have, I'm sorry, maybe the din of Matzah Samroirim is only if you have a Karm Pesach. If I don't have a Karm Pesach, maybe you don't own the din of Matzah. You know, it's all or nothing. That's what I might have thought. Says Reb Yehuda, that's why you have to have a special pasuk of Shivas Yom Teichel of Matzois. Not to tell you that it's the same thing as this a Chometz and it starts early. Early, it starts late. Nothing to do with that. It's a special din Shabbos Yom Tov to this, and Philip Bisman has said that there is no Karm Pesach. There's still a mitzvah of eating matzah. Oh, so Rabbi Yehuda L'chayre now for emphasis why I have this Shabbos Yom Tov all of matzah. Frank Timar Reb Shimon L'chayv V'chayv Minole. How does Reb Shimon know this din that even Bisman has L'chayv V'chayv? Nafkalim be'erav toichlo matzois. And Reb Shimon, in fact, in a sense, is a little bit better, if you will, because as we know, the halacha is that the only chiyuv of matzah is only on the first night, Seder night. Throughout Yom Tov, if you want to go and eat only potato starch, Baruch Hashem, we can eat potato starch. Now, there's a famous, I think it's Chayyadav, if I'm not mistaken, they says that when the acid kidney is, he said, Baruch Hashem, potatoes were not known at that time because it comes from the United States. America, at least one thing you have from goods from America, because at that time and when they made the Gzeirat Kidneys, there were no potatoes. Can you imagine if there were potatoes meninza, then they would ask even potatoes and potato starch, we'd have nothing to eat the whole yandas with the chayyadim. I think it's chayyadim. So therefore, Baruch Hashem, the potatoes were only discovered later on. Otherwise, we'd be able to eat nothing the whole yandas.
But said that was said. You have to imagine the chayyadim.
I'm sorry.
You had to match them because they're
chayyadim. Because they're chayyadim. Oh, beautiful.
And he was very into his thing. He also didn't. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch came out around that time. Mm-hmm. So he didn't want anybody to
Good. What do I have to have extra psukim for?
Maybe
talk
according to
the Yehuda. You have to have 7 days?
Not for 7 days.
Okay, that's for the
Rankik and
the Mechor.
We don't
pass
like that.
Yes, Rabbi Yehuda mi boyolei. What does Yehuda have to have multiple psukim? I have now the Shivas Yom and I have the Be'erev Teichel Matzis. Mi boyolei letamiv shahoye b'derech rechoyka. What happens if in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, then we know etamiv shahoye b'derech rechoyka. When does he bring his carbon Pesach? On Pesach Sheni, not a Pesach Rishon. So I might think, again, it's a package deal. Since I'm going to bring my carbon Pesach, Pesach Sheni, so therefore all the Hilchois Pesach Rishon are suspended. I don't have to go to Seder night, I don't have to take the Machzor, I don't have to go to Shul, I don't have to worry about anything. Pesach Sheni, I'll be at Tzadik and I'm going to eat Matzahs, Meroyrim, Mitmetek, and the carbon Pesach.
Foolish Matzah.
Yeah, good. But the question is, so has he all to have to be Mekayim by Pesach Rishon, since he's not eating carbon Pesach? So good. Because he's a Tomei Shei B'derech Choyke. Matzah Mar Nami L'Sech, maybe he doesn't have to eat matzah either. Kamash Olam, no, you know, you can't eat matzah, you can't eat Karb Pesach, but you still got to eat matzah. One thing has nothing to do with the other. So if I need an extra pasuk, Frank Timar Reb Shimon, Tomei Shei B'derech Choyke, what is he? Doesn't he need a pasuk for that? No, Leitzachra. Legora mi oral uben nechor. What does it say about oral ben nechor? Dechsev v'chol oral leyoychol boy. That we know that an oral. What's the difference between an oral and a ben nechor? The choyer. Both of them are talking about it. It's goyim tzibus. So Rashi nana meretach mishvein goyim meretach duven yidin. But oral is shemesu echav mach masmila. Rachmon etzlan, a person that could not have a mila because already he had an older two siblings. Nebuch passed away as a result of the bris mila, and so therefore. The doctor said, you're not allowed to have a bris, it's a pikuch nefesh. So he's an orel, so although he's doing what is medically proper, but legabi the karm pesach is considered to be maus, that unfortunately he has an orla. And legabi benechos, it means, shenisnakru masav la'obish b'shemayim, that unfortunately the person is nebuch choite, a sinner. Both of these people should not eat from the karm pesach. What about eating matzois umroirim? V'chol oro le'yoichol boy! Boy udeine oichol! Aval oichol hu b'matzah u b'mar. You do have to eat matzah and mar.
Ben Nechor is a Jew, like a Russia and the four sons. Who is this Ben Nechor?
He would just say now. He's this nakru matzah of Avishu
b'shamayim. How did you find it?
A Jew that has sinned. But don't mean that he does small sins. Unfortunately, many of us do small sins.
What type of
how heavy does it have to be the sin? We have a whole masechta ahead of us, Mr. Shem.
Okay.
But for our purpose today, he's a heavy duty sinner. Okay. That person doesn't bring a carbon pacer. No, nothing happened.
No, but
Israel. Okay, but he's mechuyif to eat matzah.
Well, we don't talk about machine matzah, hand matzah.
No, not today. Mitchell, another time we'll talk about that. Anyway, the point is that we have now two parallel categories of individuals that cannot bring the carbon pesach. You have the tamei v'shoyi b'derech rechoyka, and you have the oral uben nechar. Neither of these two categories are allowed to go and eat from the carbon pesach. Ah, so says the Gemara, says Reb Shimon, I learn one from the other, just like by Orel and Ben Necha. Le'yoichel boy, boy udein oichel b'matzu maror. Same thing applies to the Tamish of Yidarech Rechoike. They don't eat from the Karim Pesach, but they do eat from matzu umar. Reb Yehuda, k'sib b'hai, uk'sib b'hai. And Reb Yehuda says, I have a pasuk over here, and I have a pasuk over there. But it doesn't explain why do you have to have the extra psukim. Rashi also doesn't say clearly why you have to have the multiple psukim. And therefore, the Meforshim say that you have the identical Gemara Mietzim on Daf Kuf Chav, where the Gemara says over there, Ksibahai, or Ksibahai Utsrichi, I do need both psukim. The Gemara doesn't explain here, and even the Gemara over there doesn't explain what the tzricha is. Of the Rashi, Daf Kuf Chav says, I'll tell you why you have to have both psukim, because if you would only say by one group that there's a mitzvah of matzah, such as the Oral and Ben Nechar, the Oral Ben Nechar who the any oichel in the boy kol oril leyoichel boy kedi carbon pesach, but he should eat matzu morar. That's only because the oril and benaychar from now until Pesach Sheni won't have a second chance. He's an oral and he's a benaychar. But the Tami V'derech Choyka will have a second chance. So maybe since they will be able to bring the Karban Pesach on Pesach Sheni, maybe they don't have a mitzvah of matzah now. They'll have plenty of time to eat matzah l'tayavayin a month from now on Pesach Sheni. That's why you have to have both. Mitzvah, you see, Mitzvah, we get to Daf Kufa.
There's a percha on that.
What's a percha?
Some is the snack room maser to put Shiva.
So it depends on how heavy duty the matzah. A mitzvah and daf kufcha. So even though the more leaves out of tzrichi, if you look at the Hagoyes Yaivitz, Bianca Vemden says that according to Rashi L'Choy, we should throw in the word tzrichi and we rely on the Gemara and daf kufcha. Anyway, we've now finally finished a long, long braisa and a discussion about what the makoidis are of the three mandiyamim in the braisa. So what bottom line? Who are the three Madiyam? We have Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Asr before Yom Tov, during Yom Tov, and after Yom Tov. Rabbi Shimon holds it's only Asr during Yom Tov, not before and not after. And Rabbi Yosi Haglili says even during Yom Tov, there's only an Isser Achila and not an Isser Hanok. So now let's go back. We are finally up to what was the Kasha of the Gemara. Says in our Mishnah that there's a difference between Goyish Chometz after Yontif and Yiddish Chometz after Yontif. It's Freiti Yimara Mani Masnisin. Eat Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to eat Chometz Li Acher Zmanai. So I bazoi Chometz Tamakoma. The Tater Zoktoch in all of these three psukim, Lo Yeachel Chometz, Lo Yeachel Olav Chometz, Machmetz Lo Yeachelu, it doesn't identify that the Chometz belongs to a Jew or belongs to a Goy. By the din of Bayiro, Bayimatze, it says, Lo Yeachel Lechosiyar, Lo Yeachel Lechochometz, don't state the Shulcha, Maskin. But the Gabi Achilles Chometz, it doesn't say that, for instance, on Pesach, if a Goy comes into your Rishos, and he brings along a sandwich, do you have to throw him out during Yom Tov? No, it's not my chametz, it's his chametz, I have nothing to do with it. I am looking at it, lir lecha. So you're allowed to go and say to the guy, by the way, does that have a good hashkacha? Yeah, I bought it from a Jewish bakery a month ago, it was in my freezer the whole time. Yeah, it's a hashkacha from the International United Rabbinical Society of the entire world, the whole universe, including the sun and the moon together. So even Rabbi Cohen would be satisfied with
the
hashkacha. That was the hashkacha. So it was certainly kosher, pas Yisrael, chometz, fine. Okay, so the Jew says to him, can I take a bite into your sandwich? Oh, it's chometz and Pesach. No, it's not my chometz, it's a goyish chometz. I'm allowed to eat goy. Avada, the din of achila, nothing to do whether it belongs to a Jew, belongs to a goy. So if that's the case, after Pesach shouldn't make a difference. So why does it say in our Mishnah that if it's goyish chometz after Pesach mutar bano, if it's yiddish chometz also bano? According to Yehuda, there's no such distinction. Just like during Yom Tov, there's no distinction between eating your chometz or a goy's chometz. You know, the chometz, the same thing should apply after the nachri nami. Elamai v'irav Shimon, Yisrael nami mishu kashari. According to Shimon, you're allowed to even eat Yiddish chametz because the whole Isser is only during Yom Tov. V'Rabbi Yosi Glili, for toch zmanim nami mishu kashari. According to Rabbi Yosi Glili, during Yom Tov itself, it's also mutter b'hanah. So who is the Tana of our Mishnah? And that Mi'etshem the Gemara is going to address tomorrow with a number of different pshatim in our Mishnah. And Mi'etshem Reb Pinchas is going to learn for the Shir. Kiyar Hashem Atzoy v'Olav. Have a